Once again, the reading from Romans today, which is Romans 6, we're still in Romans 6, which is a key chapter in the letter. It's out of this chapter that most of the teaching on the power of the cross is derived. And it's a chapter on baptism. In other words, when we are baptized and the living Christ dwells in us, and we are plunged into his death, then we have power to do all the things that this chapter talks to us about. Sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. And it goes on to talk about, the power of grace. Finally, after having said all that, he says, but thanks be to God, although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. Now, there's something extremely important in those words for us to understand. Notice the pattern, the typos, of teaching to which we are entrusted. It's not entrusted to us. We are entrusted to this teaching, the gospel. See, the gospel is the possession of the church. The teaching is the possession of the church. And we are entrusted to it. Thanks be to God, although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the type or the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. It's such a reversal of all our individualism. We have been entrusted to the church. The church teaches us. The church guides us. The church sustains us. The church feeds us. We are part of a body, the church. And we have been entrusted to the teaching, to the truths that the church teaches and preaches. That's very different than our whole view, especially a cafeteria view. I'll take this, I'll like that, I'm going to skip that. We've been entrusted to this. And we have become obedient from the heart. Paul thanks God that that's what the Romans have done. It's a very different view. And it would take, and I hope you get a chance, to really think about this. There is the reality given to us by God and entrusted to the church. Over and over again, Aquinas will say, the object of our faith is the teaching of the scriptures as they are interpreted by the church. Over and over again. Now, that doesn't mean, you see, that the treasures that to which we have been entrusted, you see, are meant to come alive in us. Is supposed to be a personal appropriation, not just a sort of institutional obedience, but what we personally appropriate is what the church has been given and to which we have been entrusted. So there's room, in fact there's absolute need, desperate need, that every one of us appropriate, lay hold of, experience, live, be changed by the reality entrusted to the church. And so an obedient spirit seeks and finds that treasure that is the teaching of the church and then begins to appropriate it and becomes, therefore, a live, powerful member of the body. Once again, that kind of teaching, helps us to understand this text. Because this is a text addressed to church leaders. Peter, the Pope. Bobby didn't know he was Pope right then. But the leader. Luke did when he wrote this. Peter said, is this parable about being alert, about taking care of your household? Is this meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, who is the faithful and prudent steward? And now it's an address to all leaders, bishops and priests mostly. Because, you see, they are the ones to whom has been confided the responsibility of keeping alive and powerful and beautiful and attractive that teaching to which the whole church, including themselves, have been entrusted. This is why when you read the letters to Timothy and Titus, Paul is always saying, you know, teach, 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 preach, preach, preach. Keep this teaching alive. And you see, it's that to which we have been entrusted. So, who then is the faithful and prudent steward, whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? What's the food allowance? The bread of the word. Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. So, every day we pray for the Pope, every day we pray for our bishop, and all the clergy. You see, this treasure has been confided to us. And woe to us if we eat and drink and get drunk, beat the men servants and maid servants, assign them a place, you see. It's a huge responsibility. And it is the Word. The Word which is the bread, the Word which is the body. And that's this vision is so important, huh? And then it ends, applied to all of us, but in this context, applied to the leaders. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much. And still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. Well, how are we entrusted? Gifts. The gift of prayer. The gift of being here. The gift of living in a place where, as yet, there is no overt persecution of the church, so that may come. The gift of getting up in the morning and knowing you can have some breakfast. We live in the top one half of 1% of the world. Now, the Lord is not mad about that. It's a gift. He gave it to us. But in his love, he would just so deeply desire to see that produce fruit in holiness and in care for others and in preaching the gospel, feeding the world on the word of God. This type of, whatever the word he had, pattern of teaching to which we have been entrusted. What a different view. And you see, there are leaders. There are people whose spirits have been imprinted by the Holy Spirit with a character, as it's called, which identifies them in a particular way with Christ. And it's a huge responsibility. Now, but these last lines apply, of course, and that's what they're meant for in this context, apply to everybody. Well, so there's a warning. You know, bishops and priests who are drinking, practicing pedophilia, stealing money, not preaching the gospel, looking for their own vacations, they're going to hear from the Lord. They're going to hear from the Lord. And it's a huge responsibility for the rest to pray. To pray. There were prophecies, you know, now fulfilled. Warning the clergy. I will humiliate you in the eyes of your enemies. Well, some are in jail. I mean, this is, the Lord is serious. But you see, the key is not that we have a demanding boss. We have a Savior who loves us. And what He wants of us is love. Love Him. Love each other. Love the brethren. Love the whole world. We have been entrusted. You realize, though we're dumb, and that's a great help. I mean, it's a great help, so we're not so responsible. But every day we receive the body and blood of the living, eternal Son of God. Every day. We've been entrusted with much. And the answer is not to panic. The answer is to yield to the Lord. You see, yield to the Lord. So that He can work His way with us. And that to which we have been entrusted, the whole teaching, the Lord says, to you has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So the answer, is love. To yield to the work of the Lord. We cannot get from where we are to where we're supposed to be. First place, we don't even know where that is. And the second, we don't have the wherewithal. But if we pray, if we're faithful to what we do know, and if we die to self and try to love, the Lord will be thrilled to death. The Lord will be thrilled to death. And He'll say, I was entrusted with much, and I did my best. And now I have entrusted you with much. Just do your best. Work it out. Come to me. Together we can work this out. And then the glory in this world and in the next of union with in love with Almighty God Himself. So let's stand and pray.